This week on Clown College.
Dude,
yeah.
I had a dude stalk me.
Yeah.
I had a dude stalk me. He kept coming to my house. He would like call me everywhere I was at. I remember I was at the hospital. He'd be like, I remember one time I was like, no. He's like, why?
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on a ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while to get down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Van and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon.
His name's Ace.
Ace.
I love Ace.
Hell yeah, Ace is the shit.
Hell yeah.
Ace is
good.
That's funny.
Huh? He loves Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
I love him.
Okay.
That's the first time I've seen Brandon in a shirt that fits. That's crazy.
I know, man.
That's not true, bro. Don't.
No,
you look good.
The Summer Slam last week shirt, that fit.
Thank you. Yes, it did.
Yeah, that's all that. That's
yeah, one. That's like a 1994.
I see Brandon in the gym. Frequently.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm working.
He was on the Stairmaster in a weighted vest.
Mm. Yeah.
Nobody else is doing that in there.
No.
Yeah, but you're training for something, right?
Yep, firefighter.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Stay off his fucking shit.
I'm saying he's David Goggins.
Whatever.
I'm not doing that shit.
Whatever keeps me from dying. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And pass the class.
Yes, that too.
Because you got to walk a lot of stairs as a firefighter.
Hell
yeah. You got to drag people like me down.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, think about
his eyes,
that.
His eyes got real big.
Well, yeah. What's the move? What's the move if you see somebody like me, I'm laid out on the floor?
Well, I see somebody like you, well,
how you gonna get me?
I see. If you're too big, we're going to have to cut the walls and just get like some. Okay, it depends.
I said, okay, so you think you have to cut down walls
and
get me out of the building?
Okay, maybe.
You got to bring in a saw.
You know what? We could get you. Oh, well, I'll get you. I'll just carry you, man.
I was just saying, how would you carry
me out? Either the wall or the roof.
I'll carry you.
I'll just chopper you out.
I was thinking more of like a pulley system.
We could carry you. Or we get a stair chair, maybe. We'll carry you. No, you know, we don't have time to get a stair chair. We'll carry you.
What's the move to pick me up?
Oh, then I'll just grab.
It's name something that you're trying to do.
Yeah, haven't learned that one yet.
The carry?
No, we haven't, but I know I have to get you like this and hold you like this.
Yeah.
Like arms over your...
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The fireman carry, they didn't have until...
That's like over your shoulder.
Yeah, that's over your shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you're going to have to get somebody like me out.
Oh, yeah.
That shit that you pulling like that ain't going to work.
Oh, no.
Dead weight?
No. I can't just hold you like that. That's not happening. I'm going to have to...
You just got to get him to the edge of the stairs. And then it's
what, just,
downhill
what, just push
there.
Him down?
He'll do the wall himself. When he gets rolling,
the wall's already broken.
Oh, man. He's rolling, man.
I can't believe you said that.
We tried.
That's hilarious, bro.
That's wild.
Probably destroy the building outside of you. And that'd be the easiest way.
Just scenario. That was just scenario.
Just destroy the surrounding surfaces.
Nah, man.
That's hilarious.
Just let the house burn down.
When your character, you build a door in the wall. They're on fire. Great connection.
Hell yeah. I got faith you'll get me out, man.
Oh, yeah. I'll get you out, bro. We'll get you out. Mm-hmm. One way or another, we're getting you out.
The most thing you got to learn is the cars, because most likely I'm going to die from a car-related activity.
Oh, yeah. The car crash?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, you will have to get the jaws of life to get me out of there.
Yeah, man. How fast are you going?
No, I don't really drive that fast.
Oh, okay.
I'm speeding 10 over.
No.
How are you going to die?
There's nothing wrong with 10 over.
How are you going to die?
Because people don't know how to drive.
Dude,
it's other people's fault. Always.
I see.
Yeah. Except when it's mine.
I got you.
Well, you know, I almost died with this last car wreck. Finally, I could talk about it now because I finally got my settlement.
Oh, really?
Congratulations.
I don't know you're in court like that.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it was a long, grueling. They didn't give a fuck. They were just like, it's cut and dry. They hit you going this fast, so you should get this amount of money.
Hey.
And then it was like 2 years later, and we're like, oh, I kind of forgot about your shit. We could just put it in right now and get it.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. So that's cool. How it works. But, you know, hey, shout out to Morgan and Morgan because they were there for me when nobody else was. Ain't they right?
Man, play the sponsor. Yeah. Is that really what's happening?
Oh, no, yeah. I was just giving them applause.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was clapping for them.
I thought you were really sponsored up. I was like, damn.
No, he actually used it. He probably used, like, Tim Dillon's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, man. Bryce, how you been, man?
I'm a little nervous, man.
Why?
You ever do, like, a stand-up show? And you're going up second, and the guy before you shows his balls.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever did that?
Yeah.
These are completely separate days.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the whole thing.
I saw you guys change clothes. Clearly, you were prepared for that shirt.
No, dude, this is Dom's shirt.
Yeah.
You find it.
Fits up well, doesn't it?
There's something tickling me in the back.
Mm.
I like it.
So, Bryce, how are you going to top that?
Top the balls? That's what I'm worried about. Yeah. This is the fear I had.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think you got to show asshole.
Yeah. Just go ahead.
Can I wait?
You can wait. Tell about me away. We got about women right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't that much time to think of an excuse.
Mm-hmm. You need to go clean up first?
Huh? Oh, no. I stay clean.
Good? Okay.
You have leakage?
No.
Well, lucky you. Brandon, this guy.
Yeah, I know, right?
No leakage.
So, non-leakage.
I'm cool, bro.
Yeah. Fissures or nothing.
I've had maybe 2 hemorrhoids ever.
We all have.
At the same time or like spread out?
One, yeah, way spread out.
Oh, okay.
Years. What about you, man?
Me? Oh, dude, I had an ulcer up in there one time.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get that?
Just being me. I had to basically like anger myself.
That's how you got it or how you got it off?
Well, it's the chicken and the egg.
Because that was my guess.
I had to get medication and put it in there.
Mm-hmm. Did like a candlestick type thing?
My hand.
Oh.
What do you mean candlestick type thing?
That's what they give you just to rectally.
But what's the candlestick part? You got to light it on fire?
It looks like a candlestick. Like a small one, and you shove it up there. You got to get knuckle deep, or it falls back out. At least the first knuckle.
Oh, it's a suppository.
Yeah, suppository. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
No, mine is just like a Vaseline.
How many knuckles you have to go?
Just as many as it took to get up there.
Mm-hmm. Was it one or two, man?
Dude, I think we're talking about finger lengths.
Oh wow. Shit!
Not damn. Knuckle lengths.
So you had to go all the way. You had to relax.
This is a man.
You had to relax.
You had to push out. Yeah, I understand.
I mean, you naturally relaxed.
Nah.
So you had to do that?
I tense up.
You have to do this?
It was one of the options.
You could wait it out.
I would rather wait it out.
You could have done that, waited it out, or like took a pill, but
I'm waiting. I'm traumatized. Oh, man, look how big my hands are, man.
Deja's like, I need my asshole right now.
Yeah, man.
ASAP.
Like, you stick it
you
in
don't
there.
Want to be out of commission for too long.
Yeah. Would you, if you had to do that, Brandon, would you rather have your finger or Alex's?
I'd rather have nobody's finger.
But you had to.
Not a choice.
I have to, or I'm going to die?
Yeah.
Alex's.
Well, it looks like I might die.
Well, look how you look at his finger, look at yours. Which one would you rather have?
He's Asian too, dude.
Sorry, man. I do my finger. I go at the pace.
You go in yourself.
Yeah, I'd rather. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way you do it. Do it yourself.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. But Alex is Asian, and they have precise fingers.
Mm-hmm. Precise? What's the one? Am I not gonna feel it or something?
Well, they're known for their massage techniques, so he'll probably loosen
it'd be
you
like
up for
acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alex, you know how to do massages? What's going on? I don't.
Yeah,
I'm good.
No, this is the brand I heard about.
I got you, Charlie.
He didn't say no.
Yeah.
Crazy is like this thing on the computer is like we it already knew we were gonna talk about this.
Because you tried that.
It says, why do you cough when the doctor holds your balls? And that says, check your hernias.
Because he asked you to.
Oh, yeah, I sure did ask.
Wait, can you go down to that one that says, do guys get hard at the doctors?
Hold on, let me record this. Let's find this out.
That's what I think.
I want to know the answer to this.
Yes, it is common and normally psychological response for men to experience an erection during a medical exam, particularly a genital exam, and doctors are accustomed to this.
Mm-hmm. So it could be an eye exam. It depends.
The hell, accustomed. So they're used to this. They're like,
yeah.
They're,
so if they come to touch on you, it's okay for you to get hard.
It's common.
It's common. Yeah.
It's not okay. It's common though.
That's
it does
weird
happen.
As hell.
They're accustomed to it, so they know it happens.
It does.
Hell, who is the doctor?
This is not okay. But it,
so,
I understand.
So is alcohol induced vehicular manslaughter. You know what I'm saying? It's common, but it's not great.
It's you guys are yin and yang.
You just have to use examples people can relate to.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so what if you were like EMS on the scene? You got to put your hand up somebody's ass.
Then I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah, damn
so
right.
So it's fine. So if you're getting paid for it, it's okay.
Well, yeah, if I'm saving a life, yeah, but if it's just me.
If it's just me,
but with me and myself, I'm like, with me, I'd be like, yeah, well, right, if I have to.
Care but another person's yeah. asshole, you'd be like, okay.
No, yeah, man, we got to save that life. I mean, me, if I'm not finna die, then I'd be like, yeah, I guess I'll do it. But if I'm not gonna die, and I just wait it out.
What if you're not gonna die, but it's gonna be like you have to deal with 2 weeks of excruciating pain, or you could just stick it up there and you'll be done. It'll be done by tomorrow. The pain, and it's real pain. You see how fucking hard I was up here.
Okay, man. I don't know. I guess pause. Okay. I try it.
You try it, right?
I try it.
I got some in there if you need some there.
Thankfully, we're in the clear
candlesticks.
Now.
Candlesticks.
Candlesticks. No, I'm in the clear now. Thankfully.
I'll just give them to you for later.
Yeah, yeah. You never know when a thing might pop back up and say hello.
Mm-hmm. Bryce, you have a nice head of hair on you.
Yeah, I need a haircut.
You got a mane, dude.
I got a lot.
You look fake. You look so like, you know what I mean?
Damn.
You look fake as shit.
Damn.
Jabroni.
I don't even know how to respond to this.
Damn, man.
I'm real. I'm real, motherfucker. Damn, man. Okay?
It is. Like I like the gradient, man, you have going on.
Gradient?
Yeah, it's like the red beard into like the darker. Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of colors.
Damn.
Red, white, and brown. That's me,
red,
dude.
White, and brown.
Mm-hmm.
It's what this country's turning into.
Yeah, right? That's why I said it to you. I knew you knew it was a handoff.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Like, he'll take
I'm
this.
I'm picking up what you're putting.
Yeah. Two whites on the clear. Podcast this time.
Yeah.
Mm hmm. Thank you, Alex.
Kind of look like Logan from Wolverine, man.
I get the gay Wolverine. I understand.
Yeah.
This is where it's going.
Yeah.
This is the roast. White. Okay.
He didn't say gay, though.
Not gay. Yeah. I didn't say gay.
I mean, insecure. Like, you motherfucker.
No, thank Wolverine, dude. Yeah,
I meant to say thank you. Thanks, Brandon.
That's him right there.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nah. show me being ripped, dude. Let me be great.
What, this one right here.
Yeah.
Oh no, here go a better one.
Here I am. Oh yeah. My zins are gone.
Yeah. It's like when you pop the right hemorrhoid, you know.
Oh yeah.
Up there.
The right hemorrhoid.
Jesus.
Dom has right or left. Yeah.
I don't even know which one is which.
Yeah, man, we're learning.
Hell yeah. I look Hell great. Yeah.
They just said that, dude.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Did y'all hear about John Cena?
Dude.
Fuck.
Man.
I'm pissed.
Man, dude, me too.
I'm pissed.
Me too. And I'm glad now I'm not the only one anymore, man.
Did y'all already talk about this or something?
No, man. I'm glad you brought that up.
Let's talk about it.
Man, shit.
Yeah, pull him up.
Man, look at this. Let's show you what he looks like now. Look at that, man.
Damn.
He looks mad as hell.
Oh, he has evil white guy hair.
Yeah. Okay. Look, here go him zooming in on the camera.
The same hairstylist.
This is when he broke up with everybody.
Oh, my gosh, bro. He looks like he's losing a lot of weight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He looks a little sick. Yeah. But I feel like he got, like, shit done, didn't he? Like, surgeries?
If he did, he did. Man. He had a good job.
I'm not saying they didn't.
They fucked, you know whose face they fucked up, bro?
Who?
Zac Efron.
Oh, his yeah, they fucked. They
Mickey
worked him.
Yeah, well, he was apparently coked up running around his apartment, like fell, smashed his face.
But still, how does that do that to it? Like,
nice. No, but he had to get reconstructive surgery.
Damn it.
He hit it pretty hard.
Look
God,
at Jesus man. Christ. Dude.
He looks like fucking Meg Ryan.
Yeah. Looks like something's not right.
He has a huge face, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's a strong massive face. Lower than the eye face. That's massive.
Damn, if man. Angelina Jolie was a man,
yeah, dude.
Don't you dare do that
face.
To that white queen.
Strongest face.
Dare you?
She's so hot, dude.
She's so hot.
Wasn't she on Shark Tale?
What?
She was on Shark Tale.
Angelina Jolie.
Okay. Yeah. What up? Remember Shark Tales?
Angelina Jolie is a woman. A,
I know,
a real
but she's. She, no, I'm saying. Hold on. Let me tell you.
He's setting us straight.
Hold on. I'll show you. Look,
it's okay,
hold on.
Brandon.
Look,
he doesn't fucking.
Look, hold on. So this. See, look, Angelina Jolie, she was Lola.
Yeah, but that's the.
I couldn't name another movie she's been in besides Shark Tale.
Mr. Mrs.
It's a good fish right there, though. They did
Come
a good
on,
job
man.
With that fish.
Wait, did she blackface
gone
a
is,
fish?
Gone in 60
she has
seconds.
Big lips, too, bro. It's her, too.
Okay. That's sexy red, though.
It's a nice fish. I remember when I was a kid. I was like, that's a fish right
my
there.
My booty hole brow. No? Oh, I thought we was just sexy. No?
right. She sang that? She said, what?
I thought we were all doing.
Say it again.
I thought we were doing sexy red quotes.
Why didn't you enunciate the end?
She said, that's how she does it. Booty hole brown.
She was singing about a booty hole.
Yeah. She said, my pussy pink, my booty hole brown.
Okay. That's how kids are learning colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good way to learn.
And that's the right way to do it.
That's a good way to learn, I guess. I learned it.
But you were young when you learned that?
Oh, hell yeah. Like in third grade, because the other kids, they tell you. They tell you everything. They taught me the bird and told me about this, like everything, about beating stuff. Like, I remember people were like, you beat me? And I thought that they were talking about like grabbing a steak and like hitting the steak. I'm like, yeah, man. And then when they would ask like what size the thing was, and like I remember I was like on the school bus in middle school, and I was like, it's like this. I thought they were talking about like that size. I didn't know they meant like how long it is like that. I thought they were talking about like that. So when they said this, I thought they were talking about it's like swollen.
Oh.
The meat?
Yeah.
The penis.
Or your dick.
No, they would say the dick.
But they would say it, but you were talking about the meat.
No, he was talking about at first penis. I was talking about it, but once I realized what they were talking about, they were talking about size. I thought they were measuring it like that. So I would be like, it's like this, and everybody would be like, it's like right here. And I'm like, damn, bro. And I'd be like, yeah. And they'd be like, all right, cool.
So you measured it, you do what, long ways?
Yeah, because I thought they meant like going in there or something. Like
hot dog style.
As a kid, yeah. Yeah. Not like this.
Yeah. It's like, Brandon's pantomiming abilities aren't the best, dude.
No.
And we realized this during the great soft taco demonstration in 2023 when he was like, demonstrating how he would eat a soft taco.
You want to?
He had no idea what he was doing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It hasn't changed.
How do you all eat a soft taco? Huh?
So how do you do it? What happened?
I would just get a soft taco and eat it like that. Because we're talking about
like sideways, like opening.
Holding it sideways. So
yes. Yeah.
The opening towards you or the back.
I mean, whichever way the taco is, when I go to Taco Bell.
Care. Okay.
Wait, what? Y'all not talking about like real tacos? What are we talking about?
Yeah, Taco Bell soft taco.
Yeah, soft taco. I just get it. I'll eat it like that. Because why would I eat it like straightforward? Up.
Well, there's other options.
That just seems harder.
There's other options.
So
you could
roll it up.
Just like straight ahead.
Nah, man, I just turn it.
Bite. So you eat lettuce first.
Oh man, dude, whatever's there.
But you know what I mean? Like you know, they put the meat on the bottom, yeah. The cheese, and the lettuce. Mm-hmm.
So I just bite everything at the same time. There's no start.
Uh-huh.
Just eat it all at the same time. Because that's what it's for, the combination, man. Yeah, you're not going to eat one at a time.
No, we agree on that part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. You're right, Brandon.
Don't let
this white guy.
Man, what are you talking about, JJ? I'm confused.
Yeah, yeah, what the fuck, dude?
First of all, I just recovered from an ailment after I wrapped up my active tour in the U.S. military, dude. You guys,
what are you talking about?
I joined the military. I'm a veteran of this country.
Oh, okay.
He went to MEPS and said, no.
Really?
He didn't go to MEPS. I'm sorry.
I took the ASVAB.
Yeah.
And they were like, come back tomorrow. And I was like, you betcha.
And you
did? Right and early, I'll be here. Never showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
Now you tell people you're a soldier?
You're going to tell people this when you're 60. I almost joined.
He's going to be that guy.
I joined the Army.
Actually, he's going to join the Army.
I'm a veteran.
You're not a veteran, though.
I'm a veteran.
Oh, okay. Don't tell people this.
Please.
People really don't like this.
I'm not joking. I am a veteran of this country.
Dude. Yeah.
I parked in the Purple Heart spot at Texas Roadhouse. I don't give a fuck, dude. I'm halfway in the handicap, halfway in the...
Wow, man.
Damn.
Yeah.
Man, I mean, I watched Captain America.
So I won't be treated like this, dude.
Are you going to talk to a veteran like this?
He's a firefighter.
Hey, you know what? I watched Captain America.
Captain America.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with you.
You're a firefighter.
No, which one?
Huh?
What you
do? Wait, what?
You're a firefighter, though. You're a hero,
well,
too.
Eventually we'll be there.
Well, you're the same.
You don't have the same interest. If you were him, you'd be a firefighter.
Yeah, you're more of a firefighter than he is a veteran.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, tell us.
Yes. He actually did training.
No,
he actually did training for this.
I trained.
Yeah.
What'd you train?
Ran. You gotta run in the Army.
It's a big part.
It is a big part.
It's a big part.
I make my bids.
6:30.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
You do the creases, though?
Creases?
Yeah.
Creases are frowned upon in my unit, dude.
Oh, wow.
I see based on your shirt that is correct.
This is dumb shirt. Holy shit. Hold on.
I'm about to blow this whole Truman Show fucking popsicles thing. It's the same day. That's why Bryce's callback was funny. This is Dom's shirt.
Wow. He's folding.
Hey, man.
Not as close.
That's frowned upon in my company, dude.
Hell yeah.
And I know what our next target is.
Hell yeah.
It's paramilitary.
Oh.
Kill everybody in this room.
Wow. Hell yeah.
Except for me, right?
Hey, you're the first to go, dude.
Oh, wow.
Because
wow.
I'm planning on lighting a fire in here, so I can't have you around.
Spillies. Okay. Oh, you spitted earlier, too, bro.
You can let me go
I'm not
now.
Doing any of that, dude. I'm bombing, aren't I?
No, hell
yeah,
no.
You're killing not, you're doing it, dude.
Yeah, you're fucking bombing.
You got to leave, Jalen. You got to go, bro. I can't look at you.
Everybody loves you, Bryce.
Yes, we do, man.
Thanks, man.
You're like one of the most beloved comics in the Huntsville scene.
You are, man.
Probably up there,
and the strongest.
Yep, definitely strong.
Tell him about it.
Strong, man.
He can beat everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He fucks people up.
He can take out the wall by himself, dude.
Looks like Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, pull him up. Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this. He actually does look like
him. Just like him.
He does. Like him. He actually.
Any white guy with a beard, I guess.
Yeah. You put a flannel on you?
Red. Dude, I got to color my beard. I've considered it.
Bryce, we got to. Remember, we got to do that skit with you in the dashiki shirt.
Mm. Yeah, where I'm like a white slave.
No. Sure.
No,
I didn't think. I mean, if you want to do that, though, I'm so down
for
that.
No, I'm dating the black girl, right?
Yeah.
But I'm like
we could do white slaves, though. I mean, that's growing on me right now, as you said.
We'll talk about it.
We'll
talk
about it. I'll write some
stuff.
Yeah, like Brad Pitt from 12 Years a Slave.
White Slave sounds like a good band name, too.
Dude, you do White Slave. We'll JJ will write you something up right now. You know he got a lot of shit for that.
Yeah, and I will take a liberty.
He's like, I already have a bunch of slave stuff. No, he's gonna add the white.
Now I just have to find a way to really throw the wrench in
it. He's gotta make it white. Okay. Slave chick.
Are you owned by whites or owned by blacks?
I think owned by blacks in this.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a Twilight Zone.
Potentially.
Ooh, we'll just say it's like historically accurate. We'll look up. We'll look up where I guarantee there was a black slave owner who owned Irish indentured servants.
I love you, dude. I love this guy. You're gonna be the president. Did you know that? He's talking like that. The United States, bro. You're the perfect person.
Oh, God. That shit makes me mad.
What?
All the political shit. And you know what else makes me mad is the young people care so much about it.
Oh, yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
I haven't cared yet.
Dude, me neither.
Me either. Yeah. I was literally 18 when Obama, and I was like, dude, we're going to have a black president. Am I going to go vote? Probably not. But, you know, I'm not waiting in line. But I still think that's tight.
Yeah,
and then these young ones are like, oh, just hardcore. They let it ruin their days.
Man, that's wild.
Can you imagine these rich people who play golf together after they get in and say whatever they're saying and let you ruin your day? Don't talk to my mom and your grand-gram for you know, say all it's these crazy. Years?
It's crazy.
But yeah, we'll do the white slave thing. I like that one.
Yeah, let's get back to some real shit. White slaves?
Dude, I guarantee I'm almost positive that's a thing that happened. And you'll just play that person. We'll get the whole story.
Oh, bro, we
accurate.
Talk about it.
Yeah. Let's do that.
I just didn't know you guys knew.
Huh? That's in you guys' community.
Yeah, he's getting shot. He knows, too.
When they burned the library of Alexandria, a lot of those records got lost, dude. By the white slaves.
Damn.
We built the pyramids, dude. That's why when you open white up guys. The history textbook, that's why the pharaoh's white.
It was the Irish who built the pyramids. Yeah.
It was the Irish, dude. Damn.
It fucking sucked.
I mean, they were probably like a sandy color.
Who?
The people who built the pyramids? But sandy toward more white.
I think
white.
They were black.
They were just tan.
I think they were very black.
They weren't black.
They're in the sun all the time.
Well,
persimmon breeze.
They had that like a Florida woman skin, like the hot dog
skin. You think they're
like
sexy?
Hot Hogan skin.
I didn't think of that.
Right? Because they didn't have anything
Everybody
to protect them.
Everybody just had
them.
Melanoma.
Yeah. Oh. For sure. They died when they were 10. That's why you had to work them young. It takes a lot of kids to pull those. They think it's the aliens. No, it's fucking throw enough slaves at something. I guarantee it gets done.
Especially with all those plagues.
Yeah. Bro.
Frogs. That'd be annoying.
I don't like how intently you looked at me when you said that. Damn. Like Bryce knows. Yeah. He's heard the tales. Yeah, it works. John Cena, huh?
Bryce.
Yeah.
He's that the direct problem. Descendant of Ramses the II, dude.
Oh, which one was Ramses?
Was he cool?
One of the important ones.
I know, I remember.
Yes.
Damn. Ramsey did some good
shit.
His
son died of one of the plagues of Egypt, you know, Passover and whatnot. So the people you don't really care for.
Which one?
The Jews.
Oh, God. We were having a good episode.
Okay, well.
It was so good.
Damn.
But they're good people now because the person who tased me made me realize that. And he won't stop hitting us up about the D&D. He just hit me up. He's like, so dude, we were at.
I want my character to be a white slave. That's a good D&D. White slave.
Damn. Dude, he chased me.
Cracker Jim. Oh, shit. Cracker Jim. The campaign is for his freedom.
Yes.
I love it.
I love that.
That's good.
That's really good. We got to get up on board. Because he gets, like, they get to make the whole thing, and we just have to follow it, or do you get input? I don't know. Do you know? None of us do D&D. No,
I played it before.
I wanted to.
You have played it.
I played D&D before. What was your question?
So the dungeon master, they make up the whole story, and we just follow?
Yeah,
or do we give input on it?
Well, he'll probably, like, have, like, a prompt he's found, unless he makes up the whole fucking thing. But most of the time, they have, like, a thing.
No, okay.
Like, Google it.
Mm-hmm. Could the campaign be on a plantation? That's my question.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Does he have to talk in a slave voice when he's like an NPC?
Whatever a white slave sounds like.
Viola has to be like, "Well, master came." Oh, does that have to happen?
But like the white slave voice. Like, it's kind of hot outside.
Oh, I don't want to rake. I don't want to.
Oh wow! Forage again,
man.
Oh, it's just it's too. Jesus. You put too much salt in it.
Oh, God. Ready, down for this?
Down for Dungeons and Dragons? Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's do some Dungeons and Dragons.
We're about to have some white slaves, dude.
Have you played before?
Dude, I almost did. I wanted to for like years. Like, I remember I almost did. There was like a library and I was supposed to do it, but it was like that exact time of wrestling practice. So sadly, I missed out.
Damn.
Yeah, you had to do more
club at school.
Tight
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it was a board game club, an anime club.
You were in that?
Both of
them? Well, yeah, because, you know, I was kind of, you know, I didn't have many friends, so I was, like, trying to get into something.
Mm-hmm. I know. They'll accept you.
Oh, they sure did.
The anime guys.
Open that's arms. Me, bro.
Hey, these guys are
yeah, team, bro. That's cool. What I saw. Ran in some furs.
You can't put anime and D&D in the same category.
Yeah, ran in
why
some
why not? Furs. They're the same fucking
one
thing.
One's superior, dude.
Which one's superior?
Anime.
So all three of you guys watch anime.
Yeah, it's good. It's
I mean,
good.
Some of it. Some
a
of
lot
it.
Of people watch anime, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Huh? A lot of people watch anime, man.
You told me to watch one last episode. It was at.
I don't remember.
Ghost of Shinami.
Oh, Ghost of Tsushima.
That's a video game.
That's a video game.
Ghost of Tsushima.
I do.
That's a good game.
And I do have that game.
Dude, that game is so good.
You were talking about Jujutsu Kaisen.
Jujutsu, yeah.
Yeah, you would love that shit, bro. It's titties, it's fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But it's like animated.
The guy gets his powers because he ate something.
I don't know what the problem is. It. Yeah, it's simple. Shit. It's cartoons.
Yeah.
You love it.
Watch the ghost sounds, too.
It
simple?
Maybe. It doesn't take a lot of...
You're insulting capacity. My thing. Now you're simple. Get him, JJ.
I've been watching this one right now where it's about like these people, they go to a school in a world where it's like 2095, there's World War III, a whole bunch of people died. Now there's only like 3 billion people on the planet.
No.
And they use magic, but it's like computer-based magic.
You lost them, bro. You got to skip through that.
It's technology-based magic. So it's like the technology and all these sequences, they help you perform these... magic spells.
Yeah, anime's gay.
Yeah, you lost me at that one, too.
You turned me.
Me, too.
Well, that might have been one of those, like, Jewish conspiracy videos.
She sounds just like that. Damn. 6 billion, and then... technology.
Damn. Hey, Dom, you want to see something more, like, simple? You know what I mean? Come on. Like, something that I like. I'm telling you, this is what I like.
Yeah, I appreciate
you, man.
That, bro.
Look at
he needs it.
Ghost Files, Yu Hakusho, man. It's just thank you. It's just a dude, he's fighting all these, like, ghosts and spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And dude, he's badass. Or Cowboy Bebop.
That's you love Cowboy Bebop.
I tried to watch
Cowboy.
The real
we
one.
We actually would like that.
I watched the real one, and that was sucked.
Okay.
The one we with won't the dude from Kumar go to White Castle, he's Harold.
Oh, like
were
a live action?
A live action?
Yeah.
Don't watch those. Never watch that.
The purpose, bro.
Why?
Because it's not... Is the anime, it don't work. Like the whole
that's the shit. That's anime.
Ball
I'm into it.
That's
what
anime.
You mean,
that's
anime. What do you think it is?
That's Dragon Ball Z.
Is
good.
A cartoon?
What would you think
that's
it is?
That's good, though. That's good stuff.
That's number one. That's what
it
got
did
me
take
into
a long
it.
Time for them to fight whoever the fuck that. You have five episodes.
Yeah.
You'd be mad as hell.
I knew you were
standing off.
Yeah. They like this?
Dude, what are you talking? Every Mexican is required to have a Dragon Ball Z.
Really?
They're all Goku, man.
Yeah. I never thought about this, but I agree.
Dude, go to Ross.
Yeah.
Exhibit A.
Yeah. I kind of like his brother, though, man. Raditz. He was weak as hell, but like he was tight.
He didn't get to go Super Saiyan, did he?
Oh hell no, they killed him right away.
Yeah, he didn't go Super. He was the weakest one. Piccolo was the black guy.
Man, he was black guy.
Like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, you just knew.
It was a vibe thing.
Man, Napoli,
like he was strong, but he wasn't strong enough to be like the. You know what I'm saying?
He's not main character.
Yeah. But he's like up there.
He's a cool black guy.
Piccolo, if there was a horror shake like episode, this. He would have died first.
Yeah, oh for sure. You got to sacrifice Piccolo.
It's the turban,
dude.
That's
he
what
did
it is.
Die too, real early. They brought him back though. You remember he saved the kid? He jumped in front of the kid and Gohan, and then. Blow him up.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, man.
I believe you, though.
Yeah, hold on. Let me see.
Who would you pick? If you was a Dragon Ball Z character, who would be your character?
You first.
Me? All right. Oh, Vegeta.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt, Vegeta.
You're on our side, but you're kind of not.
Yeah. I get mad.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Let me think, dude. Trunks.
That's a good one. You got the hair.
Yeah.
Donald Trunks.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be so sick.
I thought nobody was gonna laugh.
No, that's a good one. Yeah, I love that. I'm gonna be that for Halloween.
Yeah, good.
I don't remember his name, but the actual is it Shenron the dragon?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you'd be
that
the dragon.
The infinitely aged dragon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be me.
What a choice.
Obviously, dude.
Yeah, you only get to come out like once every.
Now who's gonna be?
Somebody touches my balls.
Who's gonna be the racist cartoon black guy? Dude. You don't know what I'm talking about?
Oh, dude, I know
Mr. Poe.
Oh my god,
you talking about Jinx, bro?
Mr. Poe, that's definitely Brandon.
Ah man, that's hell.
Leave it there.
God damn.
Nah man,
Brandon.
No.
Hey, you Mr. Phil, dog.
I'm Broly, man. I'm Broly. I like Broly, man.
You can't pick that.
Why is he in none of the videos?
Man, fuck that.
The American ones.
Hey, let me show you my guy. Let me show you my guy. Let me show you. I'm picking Broly, bro.
Yeah.
Broly.
Man, that dude was tight as hell, bro.
I had that on VHS.
Dude.
Broly.
Man, Broly was the shit.
Which one was Broly? Was he Goku daddy or something?
No.
He's the one that came in and started beating everybody's ass.
Yeah, dude. No, like, even Goku couldn't control that dude. He had to get Vegeta.
They had both of them
fight at the same time.
Boy.
They both had to fight.
Nobody picked Cell. Cell was a bad Cell's motherfucker. Tight, yeah.
I can see that being Jay.
Hey, Cell wiped them motherfuckers all in that
time.
I didn't like how he pulled out.
Exactly.
Dude. Nah, man.
Sassy.
He's sharp. Speaks sharply.
Long tail instead of the hair.
Dude, Cell needs a charge, man. He pull out that long stick and start like going up to people. And they're like, no. And he just sucked the soul out of them like that. That wasn't right.
Yeah, I've had that before.
That was fucking, nah, man. And they didn't want that.
He looks like Mewtwo, man.
Mewtwo was a dog.
Yeah.
Mewtwo was a dog. And the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
What Damn. The fuck are we saying?
That's the real thing. Bibbidi, well, it was different spots of them, I think.
Majin Buu.
Oh, shit.
No, Mewtwo.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yes, I got you.
Dude, nobody
picked Pokemon.
I was talking about Mewtwo, the Pokemon.
Let's see.
Oh, that's not. That's not.
Oh, man, he like Patrick Star on steroids.
That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, my bad. My bad.
Which one of our badass friends is this, bro?
Well, Pat's
who fucked shit up? Yeah, okay. That has to be Sapphire for the other one. As an evolution.
Dude, who Frieza?
Alex,
hell yeah, dude, yeah.
Black Frieza.
Now I'm on board.
Who's Jaylen?
That's a real one though, right?
Ooh, Jaylen.
Who is Jaylen?
Master Roshi?
Actually.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
The pervert.
Wait. Should I be Dante then? No, I'm just fucking with him.
He is a pervert.
Nah, he's my guy.
Dante might be Boo then.
No, Dante is definitely Majin. Well, Pat would be funnier as Majin Buu.
Well, there's different forms.
Is there a depressed character?
Probably.
Well, yeah, there's Buu, there's Kid Buu, Majin Buu.
Yeah. Sci-Fi would be Kid Buu.
Sci-Fi would be Kid Buu. Scott Eason would be Buu. The adult. Because he doesn't have hair.
Oh, I see.
Scott with his small pupils. Yeah, look at the guys.
He'd be wearing glasses.
Oh, wait, so who's gonna be Goku?
Oh yeah,
we're a bunch of fucking betas, dude. Nobody chose the main character.
Well, Goku got his ass whooped a lot.
Well, yeah, Bryce would have to be Goku because he's as strong as he can be.
I love
that
it.
That is true.
I love it. I accept.
Yeah.
Thank God you guys said it.
Nobody picked Goku, guys.
I can't go second and pick Goku. I'll wait for them to say it.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
So many
I got you, man.
Game recognized game.
He sees it.
Hell yeah. So anime is great.
Anime
yeah.
is great. Yeah, mm-hmm. Dom's going to get into it.
Did you ever see any of the episodes of Naruto?
Nope. No. Never seen that.
You never really? Saw a single one. Nope.
Naruto?
Even if you woke up at like 3 a.m., it was just on the TV.
Naruto? I don't think that was that one. I was.
I love it. I started coming out like the first Believe It, dude. No. 2006. The first time he goes, Believe It! He's going to be out.
Yeah.
He doesn't like friendship.
I tell you, I fuck with off Naruto is Rock Lee, dude.
Rock Lee's sick.
That's my guy.
He's like the guy without any of the abilities.
Yes, but he wills.
He just tries really hard.
I love it.
And he runs around with... Oh, that could be Brandon because he runs around with the training belt on.
Why is that like Naruto?
Dude, what the fuck? I said Rocko. And as soon as I said Rocko, that popped up with the feet. The hell?
His name's Rock.
Wait, did hold you on. See? Where you see feet at?
No, look. Hold on. Look right there. As soon as I said Rock.
Oh, no.
Brandon.
You found gay porn? No.
Brandon. No. You been looking up stuff on this computer?
No, man. Dude, nobody looking up this.
Why is it so much
why weight? Still standing
I always on the corner. Look, guys. I said Rocko, and that popped up.
Brandon, why are you not clicking off?
He found a weird porn. He's getting excited.
Nah, man.
He can't watch it. No, man. They had like a feather there, too. Is that what you like, Brandon, when they the feather to your feet?
You're into
well, not
porn?
To me.
Oh, you like to do it to other the feet.
That's a control thing. And I respect it.
I'll observe. back in the day, I would observe.
Yeah, but not now. But like back in the day, you deserve to take it. That's what they do? Take a feather to the feet?
Oh, yeah, they'll do shit like that.
Well, what's some other things that they do in these
You know, feather videos. To be mm-hmm. tied up.
Mm.
Oh.
You know, they just...
What do they do when they're tied up, though? With the,
oh, just do what you saw in those pictures. Just be...
How do we unlock this conversation?
Yeah, this is wild.
You could have said no.
Yeah, you know what? Nah, man, that didn't happen.
Yeah, that's what you should have said.
That's my imagination. I was just making
Rock
it up.
Lee, not Cox.
I don't know why, but Rockle is just a term people foot tickling.
Huh.
Mm, that must have been a
famous
slip right there,
crazy.
Dude.
So that's your favorite, and it's a term for foot tickling.
What?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's good shit. Yeah. Joking around.
Would they ever
you know, I'm just kidding, but I love it.
Yeah, I'm just hey, we're just going to bed. So what happened?
Would they ever pleasure the other person these videos with the feet?
Oh yes they would, man.
They do. They yeah. and with the feet.
Oh yeah, yeah, they'll go to the feet and then they'll gradually go up slowly.
Go up.
To you know that part, the good part.
Oh, so they do. They actually do.
Oh yeah, they actually. Yeah, yeah. Man, it's not
the
just,
heel.
Yeah,
what's the oh, the they pass,
yeah, man.
I
go up there.
I see.
Yeah, we leave the heel.
You know, it tickles.
Go up there. Yeah.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, you can't
give me another one. Are y'all into feet shit? Like feet sex?
Hey man, Dick? There's nothing wrong. With
I know you are.
Oh,
what about you?
I don't even understand it. I
don't really know what they're into. Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
I understand it's a dirty part for a woman. It's like it's gross, but she has it clean, so it's like it's feminine.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people tell me. I don't like it.
That's what people.
That's what I heard.
That's what I googled and it said.
People, that's some.
I hate feet, bro. I hate feet.
Yeah, they're gross.
He really does. He hates them.
I hate feet, man. I can't stand.
Hmm.
Damn, I didn't know. You guys are on polar
Brandon
opposite sides.
Sit so far apart.
Yeah, I get it.
Like, I don't want to smell your feet, man.
Well, you already did.
Smell.
Oh, yeah,
did.
Dude. Because
you said it smelled really good.
Audience. Dude, you passed it to everybody. We had to.
Nah, you said it smelled really good, though.
Well, I mean, dude, it
he
wasn't bad.
He asked me for tips.
Yeah, I did. Because my foot
smells
so good. Oh, you can smell my boot right now. Damn. It's bad, man.
Let's see.
Take some lies. You want to smell it? Y'all want to smell it? Y'all want to smell my boot?
We already smelled it last time. It wasn't bad.
Shit. It's bad.
It's bad right now?
Oh, man, it's the worst.
Mm. Just because you're stressed.
Yeah, that works now.
The pheromones.
I guess stress stinks.
Yeah.
That's real. Don't.
Oh, that's real.
I keep uncovering all you guys' problems.
Be telling people,
I'm going to stress everybody out, dude.
You got stress.
He inks, bro.
Yeah.
Hell
that,
yeah.
It has to be that.
You like dirty feet?
Nah, man,
feet.
Let's let it be clean.
Clean.
Yeah. You don't like a little bit of. You don't want a little bit of tint to it.
Nah, man. Nah.
Like a little bit of film around it.
That's disgusting.
Oh, wait, like what? Like a jungle scene or some shit?
Huh?
Film.
Right, like scene.
Explain to me what that is.
Like a Tarzan scene. You pull up.
Mm-hmm. Keep them going.
Strap to a vine.
Yeah.
Strap to a vine.
Yeah, that's it, there.
Mm.
Yeah, something.
But, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Strapped to a vine. Just, I'm just saying a little dirt on there.
Yeah.
You make sure you know she didn't prepare him. You're just going to get after
her. Oh, no, man. What was she walking on? She could have walked on
She's
dog
walking on
stuff.
The floor on your guys' floor in your kitchen. Man, she's dude. Walks to the kitchen. She comes out. She lays her feet on the couch. Look at these.
But we'd have a dog that runs around. What if the dog shits on the floor?
I would hope she would.
That's you guys why I'm clean like, yeah, if that happens, let's clean. Like, yeah, let's clean. I'm just, it's like, there's so many things on that floor, man. You never know.
So how do you prepare the feet?
Yeah.
Just take a bath.
Okay.
Take a shower.
A whole bath.
Easy shower. One. That's like, an easy question.
Oh, okay. No. Just take a shower.
Just take a shower. Because you don't want to wait.
Nah, because, yeah.
But
I,
when
I
the bath, it gets
baths.
Softer. In the bath, they will be softer.
Really? Okay.
Do you pee in the shower?
Hell no, nah, man. I can't do that. No? No.
What?
Oh, man.
You like feet, but you don't pee in the shower?
Nah, man, because I'm like, I don't know, man.
It goes down the drain.
Yeah. I know, but nah. I'm
peeing in the shower is the way to go.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I stand outside the shower and piss in there because, you know, why not?
That's crazy.
I do that to the sink.
Don't look at me like that's normal.
I'm saying, like, right before you're about to get in, you can't hold it till you get all the way in. You know,
I oh my do gosh. It whenever.
No, I don't understand.
I do it after.
Help.
And I just let it sit there. I pee in the sink.
You pee in the sink? Yeah. I've been peeing in the sink.
Dude, mm-hmm. I do that.
Oh, that's horrible.
I don't do it now because I share a bathroom.
Do you brush your teeth in that sink?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can't see. I'm with you, Brandon.
That's crazy.
Man. He's too...
No, don't bring me into this. I don't do any of this crazy shit y'all said.
Yeah, man.
Bro, have you ever wanted a urinal in your house? Guess what?
No.
There's one in every
Guess what? Check your kitchen. Sink, yeah.
Man, dude, it's luckily for you, I don't use urinals, man.
What?
We almost got you. Where were we at in Gunnersville?
Yeah, you got
we had a fork in the road. It was two of us, and there was a urinal, and then a stall. And I was like, Brandon, this is your chance. Which one do you want?
Went
to the stall. He thought about, but he did think about it for a second, and then he went to the stall.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, that could have been your chance to go, because there's nobody else in the bathroom. It's just two people could be in there. Nah, you could have did it.
Don't have a change of pants.
Hmm?
I don't have a change of pants. What if shit goes wrong?
It's not going to, though.
Man.
I mean, nothing's going to happen if you just start pissing in the urinal.
It's not going to happen.
But even if it goes sideways, Brandon, you're still in the urinal. Just put yourself all the way in the urinal. Poke your pelvis towards it.
I don't want to actually hit the, like,
yeah.
The, what's that?
The back.
The wall. I don't want to hit the wall of it.
You can still see.
I know. Yeah, we got to figure this out. It's just...
Yeah, we're going to do it one day, though, right?
Man, what, we're going to do this together? What's going on? I'm
confused right now. I'll be there for your support.
Oh, no. We should record it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dude, can we record the first time you take a piss in the urinal?
Please.
Yeah, as long as there's no, like, junk action.
Have you ever...
Well, no, we'll be behind you.
Oh, behind me? You said what?
Have you ever peed in a urinal?
Oh, I mean, yeah, a couple times.
Without having your pants touch the ground?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Didn't like it.
How long ago was the last time?
Maybe a year or two ago.
Did it recently?
Yeah, once. I was like, let me just see how this is.
Uh-huh. And how'd it go?
It was all right, but I was like, man, this shit, just go in the stall. I don't care.
So you sitting down, or are you just standing up?
No, I was standing. We were standing.
He just takes his pants all the way in.
You ever pee outside? All the way to the
ground. Outside.
Mm, I see.
Now, that's been years.
Who else does that?
2009.
Who else does that?
Who else takes their pants and underwear all the way to the ground to piss?
Oh, children.
Children, yeah. Wow, man.
You really made me hurt your feelings.
No, they just know how to pee right.
I
don't
have to pay you guys to go to the urinal and pull your pants to your ankle.
I would never do that.
I would do it.
At the urinal.
I'd do it. If you guys set up a camera, I'll do it. And I'll stay there until people walk
in.
You're going to see your hemorrhoids.
Damn, that would be. Yeah, that would be frowned upon.
But maybe.
What if we just shoot from the neck up? So, like.
From the back.
Yeah. But I mean, it's still invasion of privacy.
It's for the other people.
Yeah, for the other people. But like, just
that's,
what they.
But
would,
that's part of. You just have to do it for the love of the game.
Yeah.
Because it is funny.
Yeah.
Or we legit script it, and act.
Yeah, but I want people to really see me with my pants all the way down, and just to see their face when they
well,
stand.
Well, now this is turning into like voyeurism.
Yeah, and I can't wait to just stare at them in their face while they're you know they're next to me.
Why
like
are you facing them? Oh, okay.
They're next to me. I just look at them like this. And I'm just have my hand pants. People would be frightened in the worst way. They would be like, "What the fuck is
Dude,
happening?"
If I walked into a restroom and saw a grown man with his pants around his ankles pissing, I'd be like, "Oh, that's a guy. That's one of the guys.
He's here with his guardians."
So. I'd walk out.
That guy was standing outside.
I'd say, "Oh, okay."
I'd leave
the restaurant or the bathroom.
Probably both. What the fuck?
Man, how did you leave? You're the one who does
no,
it.
No, I do it in the stall, not in the urinal.
He said, they can't be
when
two
you get
us.
In the batter.
How far do you pull your pants down when you get in the stall?
We get down probably the knees or something.
Respect. The bread to stop respect. It.
Something like that.
To the knees?
What's the point of just doing the knees?
Below the knee?
Like yeah, but your ass.
You know we have seen this and this happened.
Y'all have seen it. Where you?
We told you about how we seen it.
So you looked at my pants at the bottom.
Where were they at, Brandon?
They were. I mean, sometimes it'd be the knee, sometimes it'd go in the ankle. But I'm like, as long as because I'm in the stall, nobody can see. I mean,
they
you
can
have to
see
be dead
but no. But we're saying nobody can see. But when you're in the stall, 60%, 70% of the time, were they at your ankles?
I guess probably 70%.
70, 80.
75.
75%.
So it has to be a knee. Yeah. Depends on the day, man. I'm telling you, got trauma as a kid. I remember they used to have people that run in there. You on the urine on them. Well, they never did this to me, but I'll watch it happen to other people. And I'd be like, that's crazy. They just run up and push them, and then they just pee all over themselves.
Yeah.
And they thought it was all a joke.
And that's what started this whole...
Yeah, because I was watching that. I'm like, damn, that's crazy as hell, man. So
never
I just
happened
go
on, to you, though.
Never happened to me, because I was like, fuck it. I just go in the stall, man. No need to even battle over that. No need to make that a problem.
Mm-hmm.
See, we didn't have stall doors in the back.
Oh, man.
What?
High school. Yeah.
So when you had to take a shit, it was just out there?
Damn.
What
no
the
way.
Fuck?
Yeah.
Damn.
What? Yeah, bro.
That's got to be against some kind of code, dude.
And then,
dude.
I mean, I remember, like, yeah. Especially.
What
I mean,
happened,
yeah.
dude? No,
did you guys
that was a memory
shit?
You about to say.
I mean, you would just walk in and you'd, like, walk by and you'd see somebody sitting on the toilet shitting.
That's fucked
damn.
Up.
We
I
had
mean, it, looking back on it, yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it sucks.
Questionable at best. But, yeah, that's how it was. Because that was when, like, the whole vaping epidemic really started.
Oh.
And they said, we're taking the fucking...
Fuck
like,
it, dude. Show us your dicks.
They
show us your cocks then. No vaping.
Their next step was to just close the bathroom entirely.
Damn.
So there was, like, one bathroom for the whole school to use, and there'd be a big-ass line outside.
That's...
Put a peed outside.
Yeah. Well, like, one girl's, one boy's, obviously. But, like, big-ass lines on either side. Because that... When they started coming out with those... Trump had just banned the Juul pods, the flavored Juul pods.
Uh-huh.
That was a big thing in high school. That was like when people started caring about politics.
Like, is when it started?
We've had enough.
And then they came out with the disposable vapes. Like, so the pop was the first one I remember. Everybody had one, dude. And it was only 400 hits or something like that.
Mm.
And they just go in there and vape. And then we got stall door privileges taken away. Hmm. And then it was... bathroom privileges taken away, except that one. Then somebody smoked weed in there, and that was the whole thing.
Ballsy.
Nice. Out of protest.
Gang.
Damn. We had a bathroom door ripped open, but it was for like a couple months because we had a dude that was kind of off, and he was like jacking off in there, and he accidentally ripped the door somehow. And then he did like a whole paragraph apology on Edmodo. You remember Edmodo?
Edmodo?
Yeah, man. He did
That's
it for
like
the whole class.
Social media.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, you can message your classmates on there.
Yeah.
He's like, sorry, I was jerking off in the bathroom.
Yeah, he felt so bad. He was like, I'm so embarrassed and so hurt to say what happened in that bathroom. And then he told us everything.
So he was
like,
going at it hard. He
yeah,
really
dude,
was
it's like,
really feeling it.
Like,
okay. He was creepy, man.
Oh, I mean, to break off a door.
Gotcha. Just being at school, you automatically have an Edmodo account.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like how UAH had Canvas. But it's like more of like a social media type thing.
Like GroupMe?
Yeah.
That's so lame.
Uh-huh.
But it's like Facebook for school.
Yeah.
Because I'm true. Sorry, I was jerking off.
Yeah, he had a problem. He did it in the classroom, too. Like, they caught him watching in the back of the classroom.
OG Gooner, bro.
Dude. And then, like,
he's going to be a problem.
Dude,
for sure.
He's
going to be a big problem.
Dude, he was a problem. Like, I'm like, let's change the subject.
Man, what's going on too, bro?
Oh, what's up, dudes? You want to talk about...
Do you have any cool school stories?
Man. Yeah, man.
Let's change that.
There was a kid who got boners.
Oh, no.
Like, just
one.
Did he do the book thing?
No.
He didn't.
He was too past the autism scale to do
okay,
that.
Okay, take care.
He didn't have the awareness of that.
Was it a nice one? Was it rock? Was it out there? Was
I heard
it...
you.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard you.
I mean, could you do it?
It was a dick.
Yeah.
Okay, it was big as hell, dude. I grabbed
it.
All right? I grabbed it.
No, look. I have a theory about this that they...
Yeah.
They have massive rods.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's probably big.
And I don't mean anything wrong with that.
But I just remember the teacher had to
No.
Right. But you know what I'm saying? But you understand.
What you mean. Yeah.
Because you said you got a piece on you.
Yes, I do, man.
It's his choice to pull his pants.
It's like watching Star Wars, man. That's a masterpiece.
Oops. Nobody look. Okay, I can see that. Because I pull mine up when I pee. So that makes sense. I'm like,
I think when I got past, they kept saying, hey, man, we kept watching the tape. Huh? Oh, man, I never told you about that. This dude thought it was a good idea to pants me in a class in eighth grade, and then he accidentally pulled down both of my pants. But I thought that nobody saw me. No, dude, I thought nobody saw me, so I pulled up real fast, and nobody said nothing for, like, 2 days. And then, like, the principal called me to the office and was like, yo, man, we saw on camera, we watched a couple times. You got pantsed. Are you okay? And then they were like, this girl in the back saw. She was a witness. And we were just making sure you're good. And I was like, yeah, I'm
good.
But,
like, that's a skit from a movie. like we watched it 47 times.
Yeah. I'm getting pissed. We finally felt bad. We saw it the first day.
That dude sucked.
We stopped laughing first 2 days.
That dude sucked, man. He robbed me. He tried to rob me with a magic card because he was like, I got Jason Mayan card. And I was like, you got Jason Mayan card? He's like, yeah, I'll sell it to you for $80. And I was like, you got it? And then I never gave him the money. But I was like, where is it at? And every day he'd be like, I'm going to have it next week. And this dude never had Jason Mayan. What was it, Minecrafter or Mayan?
I thought you said Magic the Gathering.
Yeah, you remember Jace, the Mayan sculptor? Or like the main card? Hold on, it was the best card.
I thought.
Yeah, go ahead and pull it up.
Jace the Mayan sculptor.
I thought it was White Lotus.
Jace the Mayan sculptor. Right there. This one.
Minecraft.
Well, you can buy it for $18.
Oh, yeah, now you can. But back then, it was like.
Oh, yeah, back then it was worth it.
Yeah, because it was like you had the hologram one like
ooh.
That. I don't know shit about Magic anymore, but we used to hide under the bleachers and play there for like.
I think it's hilarious how, like, this dude who's like the mom.
Is it an okay card?
His name's fucking Chase.
Dude, you know, that was most of my problems, though, because, like, it would always be like an action figure. Like, my friend that y'all all know, when we were kids, like, we used to always fight. Back in the day, like, I remember he'd throw rocks at me in, like, the playground, and I started, like, fighting back. And one day, like,
we're familiar with this.
Girl. I like
one
his
day,
verbal attack.
I'll show you a picture. One day, this girl went up to me and said she had this action figure right here. Hold on. 2010.
It was all that.
Mattel.
Action figure traded his.
Hold on. Let's see. So, you see that Jake the Snake Roberts right there?
Uh-huh.
So, she said she had it. And I was like, I could get it. And she was like, yeah. And then he was like, nah, man, I want it. Forget him. And I was like, oh, so you're going to try to take my toy? Because it was so hard at the time. I didn't have a debit card or nothing. So I couldn't get my Wrestling Legends, right? So then he was like, I want it. And she was like, oh, I'm going to give it to you. And I was like, fuck that. So then I waited until, like, PE started. And I got the jump ropes and, like, beat him with the jump ropes.
I do remember.
And then, like, everybody chained me in the corner. Like, that's horrible, Brandon. Shame on you, man. And then everybody like, you suck. You suck. Even the teacher said that. And I was like, damn.
The teacher said you suck.
Yeah, she was like, what's wrong with you?
She said you suck.
I think so. Everybody was yelling it. I don't know, because she just jumped. She went in the middle. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Everybody was saying that. And I was like, damn.
Did you feel bad?
Yeah, I did. But I was also mad I didn't get my action figure, bro. She was lying to me. She just wanted us to fight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then he beat somebody for jump rope 2 weeks later. So.
He wasn't innocent?
No, he wasn't innocent at all. Hell no, he was not innocent. That dude was wild, man.
Oh, yeah.
He was a little racist, too. Dude. Not anymore.
Should have said up top.
Yeah.
Should have told us that part
about. Well, at that time, but then he was like, man, that's horrible.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
He's like, that's horrible. He apologizes every day.
And people got, everybody cornered you into a corner? And
oh, yeah, dude. I remember it was like I went near the stairs. Like, you know where the bleachers are at?
Yeah, I've been
I went
school.
Like between. That's some bleachers. Uh-huh. And there were like some curtains. I was just sitting back there like, I'm sorry, man. Damn. And
everybody's damn, that sucks.
Yeah.
You should have hit them with the.
Ah, man, I probably should have. Just went on a rampage.
Just fought everybody.
Matrix style.
That's where I thought the story was going. And like then I murdered them all.
Like the Equalizer, I just turn on my timer and just get them all.
Yeah, like fucking Fortnite watch.
Oh, man, dude. Nah, that wasn't out yet. It was 2012, 2011.
Back in the day.
That was when, like, Fred and Justin Bieber were crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Fred.
Remember, you Fred? Remember Fred?
Pull him up.
Hold on. Let me go
first
back.
YouTuber.
Oh, yeah.
The squeaky voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Checked on his name.
Yeah,
John Cena's his dad.
No shit.
It ties back this around.
Is he?
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Let me search up. Fred the movie.
I didn't see the movie, man.
It was fire. He had a
it can't be fire.
Garden hose full of nacho cheese.
Okay, I take it back. I'm right back.
Right there. You ever seen that?
Fred's his papa?
Yeah.
No. I mean, hold on.
Well, no, he's...
John Cena's his papa.
You know who he married?
Who?
The Fred dude?
Who?
Aubrey Plaza.
No. Oh, that's the one that killed himself?
No.
I don't know. I just made that up. I don't know why.
No. Oh, because Audrey Plaza's husband just killed herself.
Yeah, she did.
I did not think that.
Damn, what a dickhead.
I did not know that.
Great timing, asshole. You know,
he does look like him, though. It could have been him. I mean,
plus, you know, he's gay, too.
I mean, huh?
He's gay.
And that's important.
So he didn't need him here.
No, thank you for saying that. That's important.
I was just letting you know. I was like, he didn't go all odd.
This changes things.
No.
You guys should have known better, really.
Nah, man. See, look, this is who he's going with right now. Matthew Faucus.
Faucus?
Yep.
There you go.
Brandon's getting mad.
Oh man, dude.
Look at him.
He's still cool, right?
Hell yeah, he's cool as hell. Yeah. Watch Fred. I watched it tonight, man.
Okay.
What website
did
you watch Fred on?
I watched it when it aired, man. I'm an OG. I watched it in 2010. Nah, man, I watched it in my friend's front room. We were like 6 years old.
He's still clicking on this Fred guy?
Man, it's a good movie.
Yeah. You remember the videos where the dude got really mad and he tried to put a controller up his butt?
Yeah, I do.
No, remote
I
up his butt?
They canceled his World of Warcraft.
Again. Yeah, that's what it was, yeah. And he got so mad he had to take it out on himself.
Damn, was he successful?
A little bit.
Yeah, he got the Tosh one up.
You can see it going in. Yeah, oh yeah, that's where.
Yeah, he went to Tosh. He got it in a little bit.
How'd he get it out?
Through the underwear, though.
Just a little bit. It was
on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't go full.
It's still up there?
No.
Yeah, you can jerk off.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, you can see it.
He farts and it changes the channel.
Oh, man. What year was this?
Oh, my God, Brandon.
2007.
Oh, so it's like PlayStation 2, about 3.
Is that how you measure time? Oh, it was one Nintendo DS.
Oh, shit, okay. It's PC, right?
Huh? TV remote.
Oh, damn, man.
Like a big fat
yeah.
It's like you meant like the Xbox.
Like the satellite remote. You get, like, you have a...
Like one of those as seen on TV.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
one of the big ones.
That happens more than it should in this world.
Yeah.
Remote play.
Like, that is a problem. Mm-hmm. I've heard about it.
There's a problem, but...
Oh yeah, I've heard people shove stuff up there.
Yeah, but
you know what's great? You can't take it out too. You gotta take it there while it's in there with
them. That's what most of y'all calls gonna be.
Yeah,
get on that.
Hey, it wouldn't be the gay division of the ambulance. They got me on gay duty this week.
Fuck.
Hey, all butthole related crime.
Ass true. True.
I don't think it's true.
No. What?
You don't get put on gay duty.
No, nobody puts you on that.
Yeah, but why'd you say that?
Whoa. I saw you talking about stuff going up people's rear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm prepared.
And you got to hold their hand because, you know, that's it first.
Yeah, because you can't take it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have
wait,
to.
Wait, why not?
Because, dude, you just can't. You got to take it to the hospital.
I'm sorry, wait.
No, you're not. No.
You're not allowed to.
No, you just got to transfer them with it.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah, like.
Do you lay them on their stomach or on the back?
Oh, man, dude.
Have they taught you that yet?
You're probably going to have to put him on the side. You're going to have to put him on the side.
Side.
You're not supposed to put nobody prone to. No. Put him on the side.
Okay, he has learned
there
some shit.
There you go. Okay, okay, yeah,
okay, man. You're ready for the job.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Put him on the side.
That's all you probably need to know.
So why'd you choose to be a firefighter?
Well,
I'm sure you guys talked about this before, but...
Oh, yeah, it's just something I've always looked into and wanted to do, and, you know, there's a lot of great benefits, and it's helping people when I get to help myself, man.
I always imagined it was down between that and, like, Spaceman.
Like, I'm not smart enough to go in space.
Yeah. Like, well, that's pretty far away. I bet I could be firefighter. In town, I'll do firefighter.
Yeah, I remember looking at other stuff. I was like, man, military or that. But I was like, this is good because I don't have to leave my family and stuff.
There you go. Stay on ground. It's perfect.
You could have went Space Force.
Nah.
Ooh.
Nah, man.
Yeah. Did you take the ASVAP?
Huh?
Have you took an ASVAP?
No, not yet.
Mm.
Not yet. I don't want to go to space, bro.
No, that's just to go to the military.
Oh, no, dude, I have not taken it. No, because I tell you, I'm working on fire for it.
No, I'm just saying, it's just one of those things you could take.
Oh, just to see how
it's just
do.
A little quiz.
Yeah, they'll tell you all the jobs you can get. And
you can
take it any time and you just tell us what you got.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I can bring mine out. I got my paperwork.
So just do it to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just there in case.
Fuck it.
Mm-hmm. They're going to convince you, though. You let somebody else go with you. Yeah.
I had a dude stalk me.
Yeah.
I had a dude stalk me. He kept coming to my house. He would, like, call me everywhere I was at. I remember I was at the hospital. He'd be like, I remember one time I was like, no. He's like, why? I was like, just
yeah. No, for like joining the military.
Yeah, like he just kept I was like, no. And then when he found out I like doing like comedy and stuff, and he was like, oh wait, hold on, man. If you
should have never said that,
we could take you to Hawaii and you could be an extra and you get a nice car. And I was like, I'm good.
Extra nice what?
Car, on some commercial or something.
Damn, dude, have you ever played NCAA football?
He literally told me like a commercial or something like that. He, like you could be an extra.
You ever play NCAA football? The game?
Yes, mm-hmm. I have.
Yeah, dude. He saw you. He's going to send the house.
You know what's crazy?
He gave all his recruits.
You know what's crazy, though?
He's like, I got this one.
I never met him, and he said, I knew you. He said, you know how? And I was like, no. He said, because I used to watch you, like, in the lunchroom, like, while you were in the middle, while everybody else was on the monkey bars and stuff. He would just see me in the middle of the lunchroom just chilling.
We would see, well, I'd see you at that one table.
Yeah.
Next to all those other guys.
Because he was like, yeah, I'd just be watching you over there chilling. I was like, okay.
And he wants you to join the military, right?
Yes.
You confirmed he's in the military
as
well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm looking out
for him. So he went to school with you?
No, he didn't. What he would do is he was a recruit that would come to the school.
Oh, and he just
was
sitting alone.
He would just be watching me in the courthouse. The courtyard. While everybody was doing like the workouts and stuff for it, he would just be standing there and he said, see me there.
So where were you sitting that he saw you?
Dude, I would just be sitting like because they had like a round chair. I'd just be sitting there talking to a couple people.
Okay, so you had people you were sitting with.
Yeah. Maybe he could have saw when I like slammed that dude in the mud.
Your potential.
And then that,
maybe because like the dude kept messing with me, and then I had like I don't know if it was a mental switch or what, because I don't know what happened. I just like I just put him on the mud.
You slammed him in the mud.
Yeah, because he just kept.
He kept bad.
He kept. Yeah. So like,
about.
I forgot he would just always be like messing around, be like, he's not gonna do nothing. And then I did something.
Yeah, he tore his ass up, didn't he?
Yeah, put him in the mud.
Give me nuts for that, baby.
And he's like, why would you do that? And I was like, because I had put it in the mud, so he had to walk around the class and mud all over him and shit.
Hell yeah, got his ass. Goddamn right, you should have been talking shit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's right. See, that's why we need to bring bullying back, because it made Brandon say, raw.
Yeah, dude,
he's in the motherfucker in the mud.
He's in the military.
Now the bully. Yeah, man, you got to be a fucking special forces and fireman. All that shit together. They're going to let you do fireman here and then do special forces.
You stupid. Very special
you
forces.
You stupid.
That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
You got problems, man.
He'd be like, he's so special, let's put him in the very front.
Yeah,
he can play the drums.
If you can play strikes,
he can play the triangle.
I did.
Nobody else.
He's the conductor of death.
Yeah, man, I sure did.
But you guys had like the recruiters that would come to the lunchroom, right?
Oh yeah,
the pull-up
dude,
bar?
Hell fucking yeah!
I don't remember the pull-up bar, but I've seen it before.
You would have the pull-up bar,
dude. Right? Yeah, they would be at the pull-up bar, and everybody would be just competing.
They would bring a pull-up bar. To like, if you got this many pull-ups, you get a T-shirt. If you get this many, you get like this water bottle keychain.
Well, okay.
Now the trend now on social media is the kids in high school get up on the pull-up bar, and do one pull-up, and do like a negative, like go really slow on the way down, and just start moaning.
Oh
like,
my
screaming
gosh.
Gay
that's
shit.
Tight. That's actually.
And
tight.
All the people holding it are like, get off the pull-up bar right now! They're like screaming like.
That's
nice.
That's really funny.
They get so mad.
That's
damn,
really funny.
Man.
I would have no choice but to laugh.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
This kid. Yeah, I'd be like,
he's a crazy kid.
He's a crazy man.
Making sex noises.
Like, what the hell? You know what?
We had a guy who would, like, he was in the ROTC, and like he was like military is his life, bro. Already. And so when the lunch, we had different lunch periods, but like when the bell would ring for his, we were in the same class, he would stand up, run out of the classroom, run all the way to the cafeteria and like breach the doors. He would like kick the double doors open, run straight to the pull-up bar, rep out like 10, dude.
Damn.
Just for 10?
Yeah.
He did all this for 10?
Damn. 9.5. Yeah.
Did he end up going to the military?
I have no idea.
Dude, if they get in, dude, they're the worst. To really? Fucking be around.
They're gonna snitch on everything.
We call them high speeds. But all right, slow down. Because, you know, they're usually a little.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're usually a little off a little bit in the head. But they, you know, they wanna be so like, oh, we're all army. And then you'll be like, you know, the sergeant is telling you to sweep the fucking parking lot. You know what I mean? And so you're like, bullshit. Like, we have to sweep all of this. You're like, shut the fuck up. You know, they're the worst. I'll tell you, they're the worst. And they will snitch on you.
Coast Guard, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, we're in the fucking Coast Guard.
Yeah.
You chill out a little bit.
You do the racks. They see you doing coke and want to go back and tell the sergeant.
Damn.
Man. Chill, man.
They're bitches.
I'm high speed, too. Yeah. I'm high speed, too.
Speaking of RTC, man, I was hanging out with my friend, like, in an EMS class, and we were, like, sitting outside, and this dude walked up from my old class, and he went to my friend. He was like, oh, hey, man, you were in ROTC, right? And he was like, no, not really. He was like, were you in the Marines? He was like, no, why would I be in this class? That's not me at all. And I was like, hey, man, I was in ROTC. You remember me? And he looked me up, and I was like, nah, man. And then looked over at him. I was like, what the fuck? Like...
So he was just lying?
No, like, no, like, because he looked at me and he was like, man, this dude ain't important. That's what I felt like. Cause he, I was like, you remember me, right? He's like, nah.
But you knew
and
him.
He just kept,
but nah. You recognized the other guy who
dude,
said you didn't know.
I was like,
you?
Dude, I may have seen you, but I was just like, you didn't have to say it like that. Like, he was like, nah. Just kept going to the other guy. Like, I was just there, bro.
Damn, bro.
I was like, damn, bro.
I'm still a little confused on the logistics of what's
no,
going.
I get it.
He
did
Brandon, bro.
Yeah, because like he was talking, and my friend was like, I don't know you at all, bro. And I was trying to make light of the situation. I was like, well, I was in that ROTC. You remember? You ever seen me? He's like, nah. Anyways, I was like, oh.
You should have dumped him. You should have got him in the mud, bro.
Mm-hmm. Just standing by. Well, I want to know you. Like, nah, man.
Hit it with the fireman's carry.
Or the jump rope thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that was a wrestling move, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it helps you pick big people up. So just remember, if I'm ever, you don't have to knock down the walls, but you just
fireman's
carry.
Oh, no, I'm not knocking down the walls. You're not that big. I was just joking, man. You're not that big.
You're just joking?
Yeah, man. If you were like 800, you're not 800.
What do you think they have to do to get
Pat?
He
said, are you? He's like, probably not, right?
You said for Pat?
Yeah. And Pat's in this room right here.
How much does he weigh?
You got two doorways you have to get out of. In a narrow hallway. So.
Yeah, the windows.
Damn, Pat, they might have to. They're gonna have to cut some things.
Yeah, they probably.
Because
the window, though. Yeah.
Yeah, you probably gonna have to cut a little. Yeah, maybe for that.
First floor, though.
First floor. If we can do it, we'll all come together and get something like that. They were just saying they call like the. Used to call it the Orca, but now they call it something else.
The Orca.
Yeah, and then but you get them up like this, and you all come together and get them out there with that. Man.
Because if he was on the second floor, you'd have to, like, cut a hole in the floor, bro. And then dig him out of the crater.
Yeah, he's not getting on the stairs. I don't think he's getting on the stairs.
All right, that's the end of this episode. You got anything going on, Bryce?
Got a show next weekend at Shenanigans. Come on down.
Saturday.
Okay.
It won't be out.
Well, it happened, and it went pretty good.
What else you got?
That's about it. Check out the podcast, Bryce and Sypho Show.
Hey, gang.
Every other week, sir.
Yeah, but then we're gonna have a backup.
It's coming, dude. Don't worry.
We got some banked. It's gonna be so good.
your new intro.
The dude I work with, who's severely autistic, and he'll tell you exactly. It's good. He watches my stand up set. Mm-hmm. He'll be like. Dumb. That's not. And he's right. You know what I'm saying? That's not a joke. And he's 100% right. And he was like, I hate to say this, but I like the Bryson Sci-Fi intro,
man.
Better than
it's
I
cool.
like Cloud College. Yeah.
That's great.
But his favorite show was Coco Melon. So.
We'll take it. It's our audience.
Loves trivia, so that's good.
Okay. I like the guy, dude. Don't try to turn me on him. Hell yeah. Thanks, guys.
Hell yeah. Peace.
Good shit.
Hate Scrappy Doo.